Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend with us, ladies and gentlemen, a new friend, Kathleen Quinn Abernethy is here. Kathleen is Executive Vice President of External Affairs for Frontier Communications Corporation, and she is a former commissioner with the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. You know that organization. We've talked about them for a long time. As I've talked about telecom issues, internet issues, net neutrality, all that, she was with that organization back in another life, in another decade, and they got her right out of high school, as I understand it, and she's moved on to the private sector, and we're happy about that, and she's here today to talk to us about a program that I'm excited about, and if you live out in what I call the last mile of Main Street, you'll be happy about it too. Kathleen Abernethy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and congratulate. And by the way, thank you for your service. I appreciate the time you spent in the public service. That was a very important job you had. And you and I are going to talk about that a little bit later on. But right now, I want you to tell us about this program that Frontier Communications is taking out to the last mile of Main Street.
Sure. So, we're a broadband voice video internet data company. We're in 28 states. We're primarily rural. 75 years old. We are the largest company focused on rural America. We're all U.S. based. Our call centers are in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We have 350,000 small businesses that we help provide service to out in these very rural markets.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We love it, and we believe that, you know, it's the backbone of our America. Rural America is the backbone and creates jobs and wealth.
And way too often underserved.
Completely underserved.
Did you hear me? I don't know if you heard me in my opening segment when I told the audience you were coming, but there are 600 counties in America that are served only by a community bank.
I can believe that. I can believe that because there's all heck of a lot of people out there that we're the only ones providing mm-hmm. service. You know, a truck roll to repair their service can take an hour and a half to get to them, but those are our customers, and that's what we're committed to. So we've been, you know, broadband's a game changer. Like you said, it changes lives, it creates wealth, and we've been plowing money into these rural markets for years. But our CEO, Maggie Wilderotter, she said, I want to do more. I want to find another way to help stimulate rural economy and to help create jobs and to promote innovation. So we're partnering with Dish, you know, satellite, who's
right.
big in rural America.
Right.
And we're partnering with CoBank, who does a lot of loans to rural America.
Mm-hmm.
Two companies as committed to rural America as we are. And we started this prize campaign, and this is a campaign to really stimulate investment and innovation by telling all the communities, the rural communities in our 27 states, that come up with a plan, present it to us, compete for over $10 million in support.
Wow.
So there's going to be, at the end of this journey, there'll be a $3 million winner, a $2 million,
wow.
$1 million. Yep. But along the way.
Where do I sign up?
So we have a website. We just launched this earlier this year in September, americasbestcommunities.com.
americasbestcommunities.com. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. ABC. And so what we said to these communities in our footprint, and this is our first effort at this, we've never done anything like this before, we said, we believe in you, we want you to thrive, and we want to help you thrive. So put together a plan. You've got between now and March. Put together a plan. We're going to review all those plans. We're going to bring it down to 50 communities, and those
mm-hmm.
50 communities, when we narrow it down, are going to be given seed money to help bring their plans.
So the $3 million is going to go to the community. This is not to individual businesses. This is to the community. It needs to get together.
Community.
Maybe the Chamber of Commerce heads it up or something like that?
Exactly. So we're really pushing all the communities to get behind a single mm-hmm. application. It can be anything. It can be like, say you say if we have a softball field, I know we'll attract all the state championships and that'll
right.
drive visitors. We need, or it can be we need some more low cost housing because we have a new plant that came in and we mm-hmm. need to come up with a plan. So
we need to revitalize the facades of our downtown area or something like
Main
that.
Main Street, exactly.
Main Street activity. Okay, yeah, great.
Absolutely.
So this is a community proposal. And right. and you got how many states are you in?
We're in 28 states.
Wow!
But there's 27 that would qualify.
Okay.
So far, we've gotten because we're gearing it towards our smaller rural markets.
So Chambers of Commerce, my audience knows I'm a champion yep. of Chambers of Commerce. So folks, Chambers of Commerce, find out more about this. AmericasBestCommunities.com. Find out more about this and put this thing together, put your plan together, and compete for this. That's a lot of money. $3 million to the winner, $2 million, then $1 million. There are more than three winners, though, right?
Oh, yeah, but wait, there's more. what we're going to do is we'll have the 50 communities we'll give that we narrow it down to. They'll each get $35,000 to start bringing their plans to life. And then... Right. They get about a year to do that, and then we'll be supporting them. You know, we'll be working with
right.
all of our local
right.
general managers because we've got general managers in all these markets. And then what we'll do is we'll narrow it down to 15 that we're going to bring to a summit
mm-hmm.
in one of our places in our footprint, and they get to present to a panel of judges. And then we'll narrow that down to 8, and we'll give those 8 $100,000
wow.
each. And then all these plans we're going to put online and make available to all these communities. So it's
so
really...
So they can share and learn from each other.
Exactly. Share and learn.
Wow.
Think about it this way. There's this kind of what I call a multiplier effect.
Yeah.
Because as we invest our money, guess what? Our businesses say, well,
hey,
I want to invest
Hey, Kathleen,
money.
It's called America.
It is called America.
What you just You're described right. is America.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do. I'm so proud of you guys. What a great thing to do. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're working on one of these, I don't have any inside information at all, but if it were me, I'd find some way to build broadband into my proposal. just an idea, just a little tip.
Yes.
If you're smart, you know, if you think I know what I'm talking about, I don't have no inside information, just instincts here, folks. America's Best
Communities.com.
And also,
and I will say, and Frontier Communication, Dish, and Cobank.
Okay, those are the three partners. We'll come back. We got some more things to talk with our new friend, Kathleen Quinn Abernathy. She's with Frontier Communications Corporation. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.